Welcome to Dolly Shares, a show where Dolly Howard shares her experiences, thoughts, and emotions as only Dolly can. This is a pre-recorded presentation.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. This is Friday, March 22, 2019. And you're listening to Dolly Shares. The producer is Nancy Hopkins, and I'm Dolly Howard. I'm the host of this show. I'm the only person you'll hear on this show. I pre-record these so y'all can hear them whenever you want. Of course, you can hear all the shows whenever you want, because we do have an archive on Cosmic Reality Radio Station. This is number 46, pre-recorded Dolly Shares. So I'm just moving right along with these recordings. Today, I'm going to talk about a strange topic, but it interested me this morning. I'm typing it in my notes that I'll be talking about vibrations. Vibrations. Okay. I will need to save that. You're probably wondering, what the heck? But vibrations are important. Do y'all feel vibrations in your bodies? I bet you do. And how do you react to them? Have you ever been dumbed down to not allowing yourselves to feel and react to the vibrations? Especially if people are around you. Have you had people tell you, like when you're growing up, you can't express what you're feeling about things like vibrations, things you can't see and touch and feel, well, with your fingers, with your body. And you can feel vibrations with your fingers in your body, but I mean as in touch it physically. I know some people have been told to keep that stuff to themselves. Well, why? It's kind of fun to share it. Then all of a sudden you get this feeling of excitement. You don't know where it's coming from. And if you're with someone, you say, "Do you feel that? Do you feel the excitement in the air?" Why wouldn't you be able to share that with somebody, and then you can delve into it and find out what's making you all feel that way? It's a good thing to be able to share things. And one of the important things to be able to share is vibrations. Hold on, my nose decided to drip. You get old and you get nose problems. Drippy nose problems. I saw that when I was taking care of all the peoples. And I talked to a doctor about it, and he said, "Yeah, that's an old person thingy." Okay, back to vibrations. Do you wonder about the vibrations? Why do you have the vibration? What's causing the vibration? Where is the origination of the vibration coming from? Is it safe to stay where you are? Is the vibration warning you to get a move on and get the heck away from where you are? Is it a good feeling, an okay feeling, an excitable vibration that makes you want to react in love or fear or wonder or happiness or peacefulness or to be inquisitive? Or you could react in sadness from feeling it, or agony, or anger, or any other kind of feeling. But it's coming to you through vibrations. Do you want to share the experience you're having? Or, like I said earlier, are you afraid to share it? For fear the person or the people around you will think, oh, you're crazy. And then, or they'll say, they'll think that you should have learned by now, keep your emotional type things to yourself. Or whatever keeps you from sharing the experience with them. Don't be afraid. We all need to open up more. We really do. We need to feel safe within ourselves. That's why I always say you got to love yourself before you can love others. Well, also, you got to love yourself before you can share yourself with others. Like in sharing your vibrational experience that you're having at the time. Because that's part of life, is sharing with people. And vibrations is a part of life, a big part of life. Have you ever wondered what your life would look like if you couldn't experience a feeling of vibration? You're probably thinking, yeah, right. As if. Because I bet a lot of you have never really stopped and thought about the vibrations that enter your life, that are around you all the time. I wasn't taught when I was a child, well, you're going to be feeling these vibrational fields around you. I wasn't taught that they existed. I wasn't taught how to react to them. I wasn't taught it's okay to share them. Nothing. I was not taught about vibrations. Not by my parents, or my teachers, or by the church people, or anyone. I really never came into a conversation about vibrations. So I want to share that with you. Just because I do. Some vibrations are obnoxious to your system. Like, we have this guy who travels down our road. You can hear him coming on the main road. Then he turns off onto the side road that takes you to our road, which curves around and goes by our house. You can hear him on the main road coming. You can not really hear him. The first thing you get from it is you feel him coming. The vibration of his freaking radio system that he has in his vehicle. And the closer he gets, the more it pounds. And the stronger the vibration becomes. And by the time he gets by our house, my chest is hurting pretty bad. That's how strong of a vibration that is. And then I get this feeling, thought that goes through my mind. I want to get a gun and go out there and shoot his tires out. And then I can shoot out his noise-making thing. Shame on me. So, I have to do an adjustment to my thought process. Because my vibration triggered my thought process. So, that's about one of the vibrations you can feel. Some are so subtle that you don't realize what's making you feel different. All of a sudden, until or unless you stop to realize it's a vibration you're experiencing. Some are very pleasant. and they bring back a good memory. And you just want to stay in that vibrational moment because it makes you feel so good. And it gives you goosebumps because you're remembering this wonderful, wonderful feeling that you once had that this vibration is bringing you. And then some sometimes you can feel the vibrations of the earth. If someone is, for instance, someone's walking up to your front door, and you feel the vibration in the earth because they're walking really heavy. Or they got something in their hand, they're pounding it on the ground as they walk. Like maybe a cane, or crutches, or something like that. And you can feel the vibration, and it makes you, well, if you're aware of the vibration, you're wondering, what is that? Where is it coming from? And so you try, if you have the time and the curiosity, you will try to check it out and see, what in the world is causing my vibrational field to change in this way? Or, sometimes, you can feel the vibration of somebody staring at you. All of a sudden, your vibrational field changes, and you get the willy feeling, and your hairs might be standing up, and you feel like, who's looking at me? Somebody's looking at me. And you turn, and you look around, and sometimes you can see who's staring at you. Sometimes you can't figure it out. But if you do be able to see them, then it will help you to understand. You're being watched or you're being looked at. And if your curiosity is great as mine, you'll go over and say, what are you looking at? What are you seeing when you're looking at me? Why are you looking at me like that? I always have these curiosities. It embarrasses my kids or whoever I'm with when I'm interacting. All of a sudden, I start interacting with people around me. Well, I can't help myself. I suppose I could help myself, but that would be tying myself down to, don't look at anybody. Don't touch anybody. Don't say anything to anybody. My biggest fun is when I'm in an elevator and the elevator's got people in it. Whether there's one person or a group, the elevator's full. I don't care. I get the conversation going. I don't like riding in elevators. I'm claustrophobic and I really don't like the thought of these cords. Moving this big box with a bunch of weight in it up and down this shaft. Just kind of a thought in my head. And so I like to engage people in a conversation. So sometimes I start it out by saying, well, just to let you all know, I'm claustrophobic and I don't like elevators, so if I start going berserk, somebody will just have to slap me and calm me down, and that makes most of them laugh. And then we start a conversation. And sometimes the people hate to get off on the floor that they were going to because they're enjoying the conversation in the elevator. But see, I've changed the vibration in the elevator to one of good, one of fun, one of happiness. Of course, some might be a curmudgeon and they like to be grumpy and they'll stay grumpy, or at least try to stay grumpy. But you can change the vibration wherever you are. Vibrations come in handy in your lives. I made a big note of this, but I will be diverting from my notes, and you'll probably be able to tell. But that's good. I'm glad. Have you ever put your hand on a door and felt a vibration that wasn't so good? So you decide, I'm not going in there. Or you take a few seconds. I keep hiccuping. I apologize. I keep hiccuping. So anyway, you pause at the door and you think, oh dear. I don't want to go in here, but I have to go in here because you have a meeting or something, or you, and you know you really need to go on the other side of that door. But the vibrations coming from that door are telling you, don't go there. So, you're in control of your vibrational field. Take a second. Experience the feeling you're experiencing. And say to yourself, okay, I'm going to change this vibration. I'm going to put out good feelings in my vibrational field. I am going to be strong in my vibrational field. Not too strong that I repel whoever's on the other side of the door, but strong enough that I allow them to see that we can have a good experience together. Even though some hurtful or bad words are going to have to be said, you don't have to be attacked by them. You put up your good vibrational field, the one where you are safe. You put up your safe vibrational field, and you know that whatever is going to be said to you, you can handle. Or, if it's like a doctor appointment and you gotta go in for a colostomy exam, or colonoscopy, whatever they call it, where they put the tube up your butt, and you really don't want to go through that, work on your vibrational field and say, this is okay, I'm going to be okay, I'm in my safe vibrational field. This is for the good of me to find out what's going on or what isn't going on, and I can handle this. Just talk to yourself, get your vibrations in the right frequency for yourself, and you can handle it. And then if you're going to a meeting that's a yucko meeting that you really don't want to, and you can change the vibration by keeping your vibration good, strong, protective of yourself. I like to put myself in a protective bubble, especially when I go out in public, because there's a lot of energy vampires. They like to steal your energies. They like to be in your vibrations because you've got good ones. Have you ever been in the presence of someone you just didn't want to leave because you were enjoying yourself so much? It's because of their vibrational field. That's why. They have a good vibrational field, and you're feeling their vibrations that they're sending, that they're emitting, and you just don't want to leave it. Well, you can have that feeling. Adjust your vibration so that they're good too. So as you leave that person with the good vibrations, you have your own vibrations that are good, and you can walk away and still feel good. Because you got your good vibrations going. And then you might notice someone wants to get in your vibrational field because they're feeling your good vibes. That happens to me all the time, wherever I go. Needed a drink. So, you can you can use your vibrations for good. Let me see. Vibrations are important to our lives, yes. Now that I've brought this subject to your attention, possibly you can learn to be more aware of vibrations. Vibrations are contagious, like what I was just sharing with you. You can be the conductor of situations that you're involved in by controlling the vibrations. You can test the waters, too, by tuning into the vibrations around you as you're entering into wherever you're going. If you feel differently than you were feeling a minute or two previously, tune into the vibrational field around you, and to your own vibrational field. And then you can examine, hey, do I want to combine these vibrational fields? Or do I want to keep my safe vibrational field going? Or if you even want to mess with any of the vibrational field, it might be very comfortable. Two vibrations are okay. Being separate, and they're okay. But you can pay attention. You can see. You can more times than not calm things down in a heated situation just by concentrating on sending out peaceful vibrations. And maybe even throw in loving vibrations. Like me in the elevator, I mean, somebody might be uptight or worried or fussing over something, and then I throw out this stuff and they start laughing, and that'll change their vibration. So even as they get off the elevator, maybe it'll help them with their bad vibrational field that they were in before. Just maybe. Who knows? It's up to them. They might not be aware of vibrational fields or how they are in the world. You just remember, you are in control of the environment around you. Most times. There are times when you won't be able to be in control of, like an earthquake. I mean, you can't stop an earthquake unless you're super, super human. A super, what do they call them? Superhero. You can't always change the vibrational fields, but you can change yours. I mean, you're scared to death because all of a sudden the earth is quaking and things are falling out of your cupboards and breaking and the bed's moving across the floor and your sink has got water spraying up like a fountain. This happened to me when I was in California. I was freshly married. He was stationed in San Diego. And so I moved out there to be with him, and an earthquake happened. Oh my gosh, I was home alone, of course. He was on his ship, and I had never experienced an earthquake before that I knew of. Well, at least not one to that extent. I was scared to death. I didn't know what to do. All the furniture around me was moving across the floor. The stuff in the cupboards was breaking. The glasses were falling out and breaking. And then I got that fountain coming out of the kitchen sink. And oh my gosh. But back then I didn't realize about vibrational fields. So I was just terrified, not knowing what to do. what I could have done was calm my butt down. Realize there wasn't anything I could do about it until after it was over. And then it would be move the furniture back to where I like it, clean up the glass mess on the floor, the counters, the table where it fell, all where broken glass was. Clean things up. That's what I could do. And realize, oh, jeez, I'm still alive. The ground didn't open up and swallow me. And everything within my being is okay. That's what I could have done. But I didn't. I just lived in the fear and made it grow. And I was young, inexperienced, didn't have a lot of knowledge about life because I was protected all my life. It was all strange to me. But now, see, that's why I want to share with you all. Because of the experiences I've been through, not knowing about vibrations. And I want to share it with you about vibrations so you can take control. Well, most times you can take control of the environment around you, the people's vibrations. You can help to make them better. But there will be times when you cannot. At those times, you go to your safe vibrational place and you keep sending out peace or strength if the person needs strength, or love, acceptance. That's a big good vibration to send out. Accept the person. Think to yourself, I accept you. I understand you're upset, and I accept that. And that vibration should help to calm them down. Maybe you won't witness it, but after they leave you, they will all of a sudden feel this, oh, hey, okay, I was able to express myself. I don't feel quite as upset. You can help people more than you know because you could be in a place where you're sending out the good stuff, but you don't see the end result. That's what I'm trying to say. Let me see, what else do I have here? Oh, yeah. Vibrations can be sent over the phone if you're talking to somebody. You've noticed, I would think, you've noticed whether you have paid attention or not, you can feel the person on the other end of the phone is really happy, excited, ecstatic. And they're sharing that vibration with you, and all of a sudden you're feeling, oh, I'm so happy for you. See, you're picking up their vibration. And so the vibrations can be sent over the phone or over the airwaves. Aquarius and I have been working together in sending each other vibrations and energies. He lives in Newfoundland or New Zealand, one of the news. I apologize, Aquarius, if you're listening to this. I can't remember which one. But we like to send good energies and vibrations to each other. So we start out by putting our hands in the shape of a ball. Your fingers are spread out and you got the hands about 3 inches apart from each other. Oh, geez, I feel the energies already. And you're building up this energy ball. Boy, you're going to get a good one, Aquarius. And so you're building this energy. You're thinking, oh, I'm putting all these good energies, healing and love and peace and strength into this area that I have formed a ball with my fingers, 3 inches apart, and then I move them out, and I put more energies in. So now I'm about 5 inches apart, my hands and fingers are. That I'm still making the shape of a ball, as if I have a ball in my hands and I'm holding it. And then I put more of the energies in, and I bring my hands out bigger and bigger and bigger until I'm holding a basketball full of energies and vibrations. They're all good, and they're healing, and they're love, and they're strength, and they're peace. And I'm holding the ball, and I'm making it go in a little tiny circle. You know how you can hold the basketball and you just kind of play with it? I'm playing with it. Now, I'm gonna open my hands and throw the ball in the air. And this ball is going to Aquarius. My beloved friend Aquarius is getting that ball I just made of good energies and good vibrations. And I feel it's gone. It left me. I felt when it left my hands when I threw it. Y'all can do that too. For whoever you want to get whatever feeling, vibration that you want to send, share with them. Y'all can do that. And it's fun, especially when you can share this ability with others. Because then when they think of you and they have time, maybe they'll send you a ball of energies and vibrations that are fantastic. I think I'm gonna work one up for Nancy, too. Nancy Hopkins. Love. Peace. Strength. The ability to keep up with everything. She's so busy now, y'all. And, strength. Lots of strength. And restfulness around her and peace. Yet at the same time, this ability to get things done. Get her done energies. Yeah. That don't wear her out. Okay. I'm gonna get this to the size of a basket. There it goes to Nancy Hopkins in Miami. I wonder if she'll feel it. She feels it a lot of times when I send her the energy balls. You ought to try it, y'all. Set up an experiment with a friend or a relative, whomever you'd like to set it up with, and tell each other, okay, we're going to do this at a certain time. And they'll probably forget, and you'll probably forget, but when you remember to do it, send each other a ball of energy. And then, when you think of it, not right away, give them time to receive it and process what happened. And then when you see them or talk to them again, ask them. Make a little note in your head. Okay, I sent this at this day on this time. So make that note in your head, and you can discuss, okay, I sent it to you this day at this time. Did you feel anything after that? And it's fun to see their reactions. I just love it. I love doing that. I do it whenever I think of it. I send people the things that I'm feeling at that time that they need, that will help them with whatever they're doing. And It works, y'all. It works. Even if you don't tell someone, and you're not sure if they'd like you to do that, when you do it, you can say, how would we say this? Because I know the people I send it to love it. So I haven't really had the problem with maybe somebody not wanting to receive goodness. Let's see, how can we attack that? I always say, for the highest and best of all concerned, when I'm trying to make a change of something of any kind. And I guess, let's see, we're sending them the energy, pew, like that, throwing it at them like a basketball at a hoop. And we can say, please let them accept this if it's the highest and best for them and if they would appreciate receiving it. I guess we can do it that way. Because you don't want to send something if... you don't want to send it thinking, oh, you have to accept this if they don't want it. So we have to, I, speaking for me, because I can't speak for y'all, I wouldn't want to force goodness on someone if they didn't want it. I mean, I would like to, but I won't. He always liked to do what you think is best for someone. But sometimes that's not really the best thing for them. Sometimes they have to experience whatever it is they're experiencing at that time, because that's part of what they came here to experience or do or feel. It's part of their agreement for coming here, that they would go through this. I know a lot of times I see people who are going through such awful things, and I think to myself, why would they choose that to experience? But then, if I look in the mirror, I see a lot of the crap that I've gone through in my life here, this time, this life, and I think, why in the world would I want to experience that? Why would I ever agree to such an experience? But then when I think about it a little longer, I realize, well, it's because I wanted to know what it's like. Because if I don't live it, how will I know what it feels like in order to possibly help someone else through an experience like that? I don't appreciate when someone who doesn't have any children comes and tells me how to raise my children. I think, what the fuck? Who the heck do you think you are? Yeah, you can look at it from your angle. You've not lived through the experience of having children. You don't understand what's happening in the child's life at this point in time. You don't understand what's happening in my life at this point in time. And you're going to tell us how we need to get through this situation? Because you've never experienced it before, but you're looking from the outside in? I don't think so. You can say, I think if I was in this situation, I would do this. Or, okay, if you preface it with that, I'm more receptive to what you're going to say to me. But if you come at me as a know-it-all, when you've never experienced the experience, the thing you've done is shut me down. Slam that door. Boy, I don't know why I got off on that. I mean, my kids are adults now. But I do remember when they were little and people without children experience, even child experience in their lives would say certain things to me. And I'd think, WTF, just go away. So anyway, get myself off that situation. That's when I should work with my vibrational field. Stop myself and send them some love and go away with your thoughts right now, because I can't. I choose not to accept those thoughts, but I accept you for you. Change my vibrational field with that. Oh my gosh, that really got me wound up. See, I'm human. Boy, am I human.
Dave's telling me. Tell him about the spirits, Dolly. Tell him.
Okay, hold on, let me get a drink. Alright. When I communicate with the spirit world, the way I do it is vibration. If a spirit is trying to get in touch with me, I will feel my vibrational field change. And sometimes I don't realize it right away. Here, Amber, you're stepping on it. Oh, Amber wants to get under her covers. There you go. And she was stepping on the cover. Okay. So, when a spirit comes to me, I feel my vibrational field change. And when I become aware of this, I'll stop and pay attention and think, okay, I'll ask them, who is it who's trying to get my attention? And if I feel, because then when you say that, you open the door and they kind of, you can feel their vibration better because you've tuned in. Sometimes I get a bad vibration and I throw up my protection immediately, my protection vibrational field, and I say, I do not want to communicate with you. Go away and do not come back. And they do. I mean, sometimes, very rarely, I've had one come back. And that's when I throw in my superhero. I say, I do not want to communicate with you. You are to go away and leave me alone. Never come back in the name of Jesus. That's when I bring out the big gun. Because you all know who know me, know that I believe in God and Jesus, and I believe in that traditional spiritual type life. I believe in. If you don't like it, well, you don't like it. It doesn't mean I don't accept you for you. It just means I accept the fact that you don't appreciate me believing the way I do in my spiritualism. That doesn't mean we can't be friends. It just means we have something that we differ from. We have a different idea about that. It doesn't mean I think any less of you or nothing. We are all one. No one's any better than the other one. We're all one. And I have to keep reminding myself of that a lot these days because of the frickin' Democrats and the other swamp people who think like they do. Especially now with that three-letter word, bimbo, and who wants to eliminate airplanes and cows for farting and cars for having exhaust and houses. Oh, this little girl really needs to go somewhere where she can be educated. And then, Annette's home. And then they got that other woman who she hates America. Both these little twits hate America, but they're in our Congress. Boy, that just frickin' blows my mind. Hi, Ned, I'm finishing Dolly Shares. I'm finishing up Dolly Shares. 15 minutes. So I always have to work with myself on my vibrational field when it comes to those beings. Oh, if you don't like America, why in the world are you in our Congress? How did you get there in the first place? Okay, so I'm going to change my vibrational field to somehow they will be educated. They are living here. And they need to learn to love America. In my world, they do. But in my vibrations that I am going to send to them right now, it will be peace and learning wisdom and learning the knowledge on how to deal with the wisdom that they're learning. There, it went to them. Okay. Now, where else was I? Was I wanting to say something about it? Never thought I could talk an hour on vibrations, but I've almost completed an hour. Oh, yeah, Dave. I apologize, Dave. I got distracted here. Spiritual world, yes, they give off vibrations and energies. That's how I'm able to pick up on them and communicate with them. Through my vibrations and energies, through their vibrations and energies. Sometimes I only feel them, and I feel what it is they want to tell me about. Sometimes I see them. I don't know how to explain it, but I kind of see what it is they're trying to show me in a silhouette type situation. I see them in silhouette type vibrational energy type feel, sight. Other times I see them. Very rarely do I see them like flesh and blood, but I have. Like my angel from the hospital when I had my 5 bypass surgery. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. My Sherry had been with me the whole time. She hadn't left the hospital from the moment they admitted me. When they moved me from ICU to a regular room, they put me in a semi-private, and Sherry got to sleep in the bed next to me. She was pregnant at that time, and the nurses were hovering around her and taking care of her, making sure she got food and that they kept that bed empty for her. And so it finally got to the time when they realized I was going to live. I was doing better. They were going to remove all my tubes. I had tubes coming out in me everywhere. Everywhere. My chest, for the chest tube, my stomach, 2 of them for my stomach stuff. I had tubes everywhere. Anyway, she was leaving, and we said our goodbyes, and then I heard a noise, and I thought it was Sherry coming back in, and it was this short, balding, kind of heavy-set guy, and he came over, and he said, "Hi, Dolly," and the vibrations were fantastic, super fantastic. And I said, "Hi." He says, "Hi, Dolly." And we talked a while. And I just felt wonderful the whole time he was there. And then he said to me, "Okay, I have to leave now." And I said, "Oh, no, please don't leave me." And he said, "God said you'd say that." I looked at him. Well, when I first saw him, I looked at him. I said, "You're an angel, aren't you?" He said, "Yeah, God said you'd know that." And he snickered. And then we did our talk, which I don't remember except for when things happened, because he told me certain things are going to happen and how I should react. And things have happened. I have reacted. And then I forgot them. But yet I remember that this happened, that the happenings happened. So anyway, he said, "Okay, I have to leave now." And I got upset, and I said, "Oh, please don't leave me, please. I got so many more questions." And he started laughing. He says, "God said you would say that." And he did a belly laugh. And he said, "God loves you." And then he went, I said, "Well, can I shake your hand?" He said, "Yes." So we shook hands 3 times. 1, 2, 3. And then he poofed into this white cloud-like thing, floated up to the ceiling, and went out the door. Now, that was a flesh and blood angel. I'm telling you. No doubt about it. And so, that was a vibrational energy field that I figured out right away. I didn't really have to stop and think about it. But anyway, he made contact with me in the flesh. So I have talked with angels in the flesh, as well as feeling of it, feeling, seeing, that kind of thing. But the vibrations will change around you when a spirit comes into your field of living. And if you don't like it, you can send it away, like I told you. If you do like it, open the door for them. Of course, put up your bubble of protection. I do that. I've taught you to do that before. Please surround me in this bubble of protection. Allow only the good things to come through. And thank you, God. I say thank you, God, because I believe in God. So, you get this. You get your protection going. You invite them in. Okay, what would you like to share with me? And then you listen. You feel. You do a lot of feeling. So you feel, and you listen. And if you want to develop it, if you don't have it and want to develop it, all I can say is practice makes perfect. I'm still practicing. And that's how Dave comes into me. I feel him. I feel the vibrations in the room change. I feel my vibrational field change. And I stop and I do my protection. Then I say, "Oh, it's Dave." All this happens so fast you don't even know it when I'm doing it. And so that's Dave comes in and I can see, feel him now. A little stronger than feel, I see. And he communicates with me. I hear him in my head. I hear him. and feel him at the same time. I hear, feel. I see, feel. And that's how he and I communicate. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing. I love Dave so much. And I can hear, feel a lot of other spirits too. And sometimes I can do it for other people if they ask me. I would like to contact someone in the spirit world. And so I try it for them. So it doesn't always work, but sometimes it does. And that's a good thing. So, anyway. Back to vibrations. Wait a minute, let me check in with Dave. Dave, you got something else? Should I say something else? Oh, he says, share that thing about the toolbox. So I'm saying, if you haven't paid attention to the subject of vibrations before, you now have knowledge of one of the tools in the toolbox of your life. The vibration. Your vibrational field. The vibrational field of other beings, of trees, of flowers, of grass, of the earth, of the sky, of the clouds, of the people, of the animals, of everything. Everything vibrates. And you can feel the vibrations if you tune in. And if you want to, don't forget, you can change the vibration a lot of times in situations and make it better. Like me in the elevator. What else, Dave? He is saying there is someone out there who desperately needed to hear about vibrations. He isn't telling me why. Just saying they will know who they are. And maybe you should listen again so that you can pick up different things about vibrations. And that you have spiritual beings around you who are concerned about vibrations and you. And that's all he's given me. He's not given me any detail. So he says he wants you to know that you are loved. Your questions are being answered. And never doubt yourself. Don't doubt yourself. And he says, all of you, never doubt yourselves. We are one. No one is better than anyone else. Never doubt yourself. Okay, so I think that's all I have to say for today. Let me check my notes over one more time. Boy, I'm worn out. Losing my energies fast lately. So your vibrations are very important. Everybody's vibrations are important. They're in the world. They make up the world. Okay. Don't forget about sharing the energy ball with friends and relatives and others. You can even share that with your animals, if you want to, your pets. They can be shared. Vibrations are contagious. They can be shared. All right. That's the end of this one today. So for now, I'm saying bye-bye.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Dolly Shares with Dolly Howard. Thank you for listening.